The BBC presents Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Half Hour.
Bart, I'm on the phone. Hello, I'd like to speak to my agent, please. Tell him it's the biggest star he's got on his book, Tony Hancock. Tony Hancock, that's all. No, no. Tony Hancock. T for Tony. O for Horrible. That's it, Tony Hancock. Hello, Jack. Tony, yeah? Tony Hancock. No. Tony Hancock. T for Tony, O for... That's it. Tony Hancock. Well, for... You ought to remember me. I've been with you for 10 years. Little, well-built fella, rather good-looking, strong profile, big shoulders. What's that? Oh, the fella you're thinking of is fat and ugly with big feet. No, don't hang up. I admit I'm the same man. Now we've established who I am, what about some work? Well, yes, Jack, I realise it's difficult. I know it's the wrong time of the year. I know there are hundreds of comics, but I thought... Yes, well, if you put it like that, I suppose I have been going for a few years. But, yes, that's true, the public do like fresh faces, but I thought perhaps I could get a different accent and change my name, perhaps, or... anything. Panto, possibly. Have all the horses been cut? I don't mind which end. I realise it's a specialist job. I know, but fair. I went very well in Market Arbor last year. Well, surely a couple of Sunday concerts just to pay the rent. I realise you've got other people to look after. I know that. Perhaps one of the big comics wants a stooge. Oh, yes. Well, all right, then. I'll keep in touch. You got my number. If anything does turn up, I'll travel anyway, you know. I've got my own bike. Thank you. Goodbye.
Any luck, Tub?
Oh, the usual stuff, you know. Dozens of offers, very good money, but nothing that really appeals to me. I said money doesn't interest me these days, you know. I said, I've made all I want. I've made my little nest egg. All that's left for me is the artistic satisfaction of playing a good part.
In other words, nobody wants you.
Not a nibble. I'll tell you, if things don't improve, I'm seriously thinking of retiring from the business.
Everybody thinks you have, anyway.
It strikes me, to make sure of earning a living these days, an artist has got to have a second string to his bow.
Hey, that's an idea. Have you tried to get into the Robin Hood series?
I did once. Never again. It's not worth it. Being clouted over the head with big sticks for 6 guineas. Not this lad. Wouldst I had been a Norman, at least they had helmets on. And that Richard Green doesn't care where he puts those arrows, you know. Well, I didn't expect it. I was only doing my shoelace up. No, William, mark my words, the best thing for we artists is to invest our money in a safe little business. They all do it. Jimmy Edwards has got a farm. Ronald Shiner's got a pub. Al Reed's got a sausage factory. Peter Brough's got 500,000 yards of tartan.
Well, that's it then. We'll open a pub.
We will not open a pub. I'm not sending you to an early grave. Now I've got it all worked out. Use your noddle. Where do actors go in wintertime?
Well, they...
What I mean is, when actors are not working, where do they hang around?
Actors who are working.
Yes, but apart from that...
All right, then where?
Well, they meet in little places where they can chat, some place where they can hang around and make contact. So we are going to provide them with such a place. We are going to open an espresso coffee bar.
Oh, no, Tub. We're not the type.
No, but we can soon remedy that. Buy a couple of duffel coats, a pair of corduroys, rope sandals, grow our hair long. We'll be a sensation.
Oh, great. Grow our hair long. I've spent a fortune trying to get mine a normal length. Thank you.
That's all right. I tell you, Bill, we'll make a fortune. They're always packed, these places. You don't only get the layabouts in, you know. You get the youngsters and the intellectual bohemians.
Intellectual bohemians. I've watched them. And they're all broke. They don't buy anything.
No, but the people who come in to look at them do. They think they're slumming, you see. They think it's all very sort of madly gay and continental.
And what about the money to do the place up?
That's just it. You don't need any. The worse the place is, the better. The vogue these days. Find yourself a dirty old fella. Get a couple of barrels and a long plank, candles in bottles, and you're in business. It's the name that draws them. That's the important thing. Find an exotic-sounding name, and they are flocking. They think it's the last word in sophistication. Have all the smart set in, the guards, officers, the debutantes, the lot.
Yeah, maybe you're right. What do you reckon to call it? How about, Hancock's Hideaway?
No. No, it wants to be something foreign. French, Italian, Spanish, they're favourites at the moment. I know, we'll call it El Mombasa. El Mombasa, that'll get them. A couple of Jamaicans in coloured shirts on the door, we'll make a fortune. That's it then, the El Mombasa, East Cheam. All we got to do now is to find some premises.
Stop it, Sydney. Sydney, no. Act your age.
I'm trying to. Come on, give us a kiss.
No, Sydney. Behave yourself. Supposing your secretary came in.
He'd probably want to have a go at you, too. Come on, give us a kiss.
No, Sydney, no. No, stop it.
Oh, blimey, just when I'm getting going. Hello. Sid James, estate agents. James speaking. No, I haven't got any council houses. No flats either. No, I haven't got a prefab on the books. I've got an air raid shelter, four knicker a week. £5.50 with windows. All right, call round in the morning. I'll let you have the deeds and a sledgehammer. Well, you want to get in, don't you? Yeah, but you're all right. See ya. Now then, where were we? Oh, yes.
Now, Sidney, no, stop it.
Look, I'll chase you around the room again.
Oh, no, Sidney, you mustn't. No, I must go now. I've got to get back to Mr. Hancock's house. After all, I am his secretary.
Yeah, but you haven't been in all day.
Well, I know I haven't.
Well, what are you going in now for?
To collect my money.
Yeah, pick it up tomorrow. Come on, I'll chase you.
Oh, no, no.
Ah, oh, you fascinating siren, you come here.
No, no, no.
Just in the nick of time. Unhand those women.
Beg your pardon.
Oh, it's you. It looked like a crowd of them down there. What are you doing here anyway? You're supposed to be in my office working. Not over here making cheap of yourself. I don't remember giving you the day off.
You didn't.
Then why aren't you at work?
I'm sick.
Sick? Oh, yes. What from?
Looking at you all day.
Oh, I see. That's the way things are shaping, is it? Insults? Well, you're on very dodgy ground there. Very thin ice indeed. Where's my joke book? Fat gags. Where are we?
Oh, Hancock, calm down. Grizzly wasn't doing any harm.
She's not kissing you in my time. How long's she been round here?
Oh, about 4 hours. 4 hours of 16, 6 and a half.
That's 14 bob you owe me.
14 bob for a quick chase and a pinch?
It's not my fault if you can't run faster. Those are my terms. You can have her all day tomorrow for 30 bob. Gotta recoup me losses somehow. Now to business. You are now an estate agent, I believe.
The best.
I want the most horrible, disreputable, dilapidated building in town.
What's wrong with the place you've got?
It's not the right type of building for what I have in mind. I want a cellar in the High Street, preferably. Or preferably... whichever you prefer... or prefer... I wish I hadn't started, did
I? You really want a cellar, right?
Yes.
Oh, dear me. You couldn't have come at a worse time for cellars.
No?
No. Everybody's after them. Just a minute before you walked in, I had a phone call. And guess what they said?
Wait a minute. Let me guess. They said, these people who rang you up on the telephone, they said, the price of cellars have shot up all over the country, right?
Right.
I thought so. Funny how that happens just before I buy something off you, isn't it?
It's uncanny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell me, how much are you prepared to spend on one?
Oh, I should say, £500.
Now, isn't that a coincidence? Don't tell me.
Just the price they went up to.
Yes.
And, of course, you're the only man in town who deals in cellars.
Yes.
So, putting it in a nutshell, taking things all round, by and large, as it were, all things being equal, so to speak, you have got me, as you had my secretary just a moment ago, over the barrel.
Yeah, that's it.
Very well, let us negotiate.
Tell me, what do you want this cellar for?
I'm opening an espresso coffee bar.
Well, that's marvellous. I got just a place for that in the High Street as well.
Oh, good.
Of course, the sewer runs right through the middle of it. But that one bother you, will it?
No, that's perfect. I'll put some gondolas on it. Ah. Very continental, you know. A Venetian motif. Whack a cardboard bridge of size across it. It'll be a small smash. I'll get Doily John to daub a few piazzas on the walls. A record of Joseph Locke singing Hear My Song, Violetta. Bill and me tearing around in bandanas and big earrings. Oh, it'll be a riot. We'll call it El Spaghetti. That's it, lads. Well done. We'll have another half a dozen bamboo poles over there.
That's it.
Curl the old plants round them. Right, where's the cactus? I've got a tray full somewhere. Spread them around, spread them around. Not on the seats, you idiot. Could be very nasty, that could. Rip the old jeans about something horrible. Make fast the gondolas. If it rains a bit heavy, we'll have half our customers floating through the tunnel and halfway to Southend. That's it, that's very, very magnifico. I see you, fella. What about this, eh, Bill? A right slice of Italy. Dead Viennese's.
Yes, it's great. Very, very tasteful. I didn't think the Leaning Tower of Pisa was in Venice, though.
It isn't. That's the pillar holding the roof up. I had to do something with it.
Why don't you straighten it?
Oh, it is straight. It's the cellar that's on the slant.
That's all right. We won't be able to fill the cups up now. Incidentally, how much are you charging for a cup of coffee?
Oh, I don't know. About 100 lira.
How much?
One and tuppence. This atmosphere is getting me already. I thought I saw the sun a little while ago. Now then, duties. You'll be on the cash desk. I'd better go on the machine. I've had more experience. I used to press suits in the laundry. Miss Pugh will wait on the table. Miss Pugh! Signorina Pugh!
Oui, monsieur.
Si, senor, please. How many more times? Turn round. Let's have a look at the uniform. Yeah, very smart. Very good. All right, I give up. What's it supposed to be?
It's authentic Italian peasant costume.
Oh, dearie me, no.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I just had an horrible mental picture of you in bitter rice standing in the paddy field. Ghastly. It sent me right off for a minute.
You are rude. I've done my best. I thought it was rather seductive. I've got the black stockings with the holes in like Silvana Magnano had.
If I were you, I don't think I'd bother. We should have had an Arab motif. She could have worn a yashmak. One other thing, Miss Pugh. When you're serving the people in the gondolas, stand on the bank and hand it over. I wouldn't get in it if I were you. Right. I think we're all set now. Bill, shove some coal in the machine. It's got a good head of steam up. I think we're in for a heavy night tonight.
Two cappuccinos, two rum barbas, and a cheesecake.
Uncle, 16 deep bread, a chocolate.
Gotcha.
Three cappuccinos. Three apple strudel, two espresso, and a spaghetti omelette.
Four no. cappuccinos.
Two espresso. Four
omelette.
Three cappuccinos.
Hang on. Momento.
God, dear, oh dear. The levers are going up and down here like Clapham Junction signal box. Miss Pugh. Roll on another pound of coffee beans. The grinder's not working.
Stroney!
What?
2 minutes, Stroney!
What leave is that?
It's the soup.
I'll get the chef on it.
Egging. Dewey minestrone, pronto. Minestrone. Minestrone. No, not the woman in the tobacconist. It's Italian soup, zuppa italiana. I know you're not Italian, mate, that's quite clear. Well, don't put your coat on, get back to the furnace, it's quite simple. Oh, all right, open a tin of spaghetti and tip it in the brown Windsor. All right, Bill, minestrone coming up.
Tub, they want another bowl of brown sugar in number 3 gondola.
We haven't got any brown sugar. Here's a bowl of white, pour a cup of coffee in it and dry it off.
Say, Tub, we're doing a roaring trade here, aren't we?
I knew we would, what did I say? This is better than acting for a living. The cream of cheam is here, you know. Look at them slinging the ninepences about like mad things they are. Hit the 20s all over again. Little gold mom we got here. You in the duffel coat, stop blowing the froth off your cappuccino, do you mind? You're splattering the bridge of size. Hello, hello. A customer.
You can I have a cup of coffee and hot pie with a dollop of chopped sauce on the rim?
I'm sorry, Mush, we don't serve that sort of food here.
I see, I understand, young fella. You don't want the likes of me, an old massacring hero, sitting down with them posh young gentlemen and their lady friends.
No, it's not that at all, Dad.
All right, son, I understand. Never mind. Perhaps you could wrap up the hot pie in a bit of paper for me to take away, and I'll have the dollop of sauce in my hand.
Now, you don't understand, Dad. We don't do hot pies here. This is an espresso bar. I can do an omelette a la Rosano Brazzi avec pomme de terre.
Oh, yes. I've only got ninepence. What can you do me for ninepence?
Well, you can have half a slice of apple strudel.
Yeah. You gave good as hot pie with a dollop of chopped sauce.
Between you and me, no. But don't let on to any of this mob here.
So you ain't got anything for me then?
No, I'm afraid not, Dad.
No odd jobs or anything I could do? Sweeping up or cleaning the machines at night or something?
I'm sorry,
I'm... Here, I know.
Yes,
you...
yes.
You ain't got any... You ain't got any entertainment like them posh ones up the West End have got. Here, I got me spoons. I could form a sort of skiffle group.
Yes, like that,
like that Lonnie Donegan,
yes.
You know? Listen, here. South Side of New Orleans, they got a Rock Island line. And when you... you got to tell him what you got on board, like. I got pig iron.
Well, you may have pig iron, but we haven't got any hot pie, so get out.
Cheesecake
and a gatto. Six cappuccini. All right, I've only got one pair of hands. I'm turning this job in. Bill, come and take over. I'll take the money. I'll get on the till. Thank you, 4 and 9. Plus 9 pence cover charge for the entertainment. What do you mean, what entertainment? You heard Rock Island line just then, didn't you? Artists of his caliber don't work for nothing, you know. He was at the Met Edgware Road in 1909. What's the matter with you? 5 and 7.
Hello, Gimpy.
Hello, Uncle. How's business?
Hello, Sid. You've done me proud, Sid. Ideal, this cellar. Look at them, packed to the doors. I could do with a place twice this size. Any chance?
Not a hope. This is the last one.
What a pity. Can't extend this place. We've used up all the available space here. I had half a dozen sitting on the machine till I let the handle go a bit sharpish.
Yeah, it's a pity you can't enlarge it.
Still, never mind. In one night, we've made a packet. You doing anything at the moment, Sid?
No.
Oh, come on, let's nip across the road for hot pie and a cup of tea. I can't stand this rubbish.
Yeah?
It wanted Fred to see you, Mr. James.
Send him in. Morning, Sid.
Morning, Fred. What's wrong?
Bad news, Sid. You know, we had 4 of the boys working as temporary postmen.
Yeah?
Well, it was more temporary than we thought. I got nicked last night with a sack full of registered parcels.
Now, what am I going to do for presents? I was relying on them. Where are they?
Hey, the local nick in the High Street.
They've been up before the beak yet?
No, tomorrow. We've got to get them out, Sid.
Yeah. How are we going to get them out? The cells are down in the basement, aren't they?
Yeah.
What's on either side of them?
On one side of the baker's shop, and on the other side of that new coffee bar I'd opened the other day.
Oh, that's that. Got the new coffee bar?
Yeah.
The old spaghetti?
That's the one.
Right next to the cell?
Yes.
I think we're going to be all right.
I got three dollars.
All right. Thank you. We'll let you know, Dad. Thank you very much. Time to go home. Here's your wages in the bag. 4 lumps of apple strudel and a rhubarba.
Thank you. You're a tough. Same time tomorrow. I'll bring me mates from the centre. Comb and paper and oil drums, they play. We'll get a rumba group going.
By all means. We'll look forward to it. He'll be on the disc festival next year, mark my words.
Evening, Hancock.
Hello, Sid.
Crowded again tonight, I see.
Yes, getting more in every night. Turning them away, we are.
You could do with that extra space more than ever, then.
If only I could. I could double me takings.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to say that I'm now in a position to help you.
Sid, sit down. Have a torpedo sandwich. What have you thought of?
Well, I was looking through my files this morning, and I find that I also own the property on the other side of the wall.
Get away?
Yeah. It's yours for 100 nicker. All you've got to do is knock a hole in the wall. Massive premises on the other side, just right for a coffee house. No conversion needed.
No?
No. It's already divided up into little cubicles, too, and it's furnished. They left tables and chairs in every cubicle.
Oh, that's wonderful. When can we move in?
Oh, as soon as you like. Why don't you knock the wall down as soon as you close tonight?
What a good idea. Get Miss Pugh on the sledgehammer. Through there in no time.
That's it, girl, it is.
Go on, swing it. Look at her go there. Makes that bloke with the gong on the films look like a triangle bird.
Oh, how much longer? I'm getting tired. I can't keep this up much longer.
Oh, stop moaning. No stamina in the girls of today. Me and Bill did our share, and you don't hear us moan.
Your share? William drew the outline on the wall for me to aim at. You went out and bought the chalk for him.
Yeah, come on, Grizzly. Don't give up now. Another 2 whacks and you'll be through.
Watch out. Watch out. Here it goes.
We're done. We're through. Come on. Help pull the bricks away. Make a nice doorway. We'll have bead curtains over this.
Come on, Dad, through here.
Come on, Harry.
Here, do you mind? Stop pushing, please.
Gangway, mind your back.
Excuse me. Come on, Harry.
Come back. Who are you?
Count of Monte Cristo, mate.
Well, that's a fine carry-on. I shall tell Sydney about this. I bet he didn't know there were 4 vagabonds trespassing on his premises.
Well, never mind. They're gone now. Let's get into the place and have a look around.
All right. Go on, you first.
Hey, Tubbett. It's not bad at all. It's got possibilities. It's already got bamboo poles right across the front of all the little cubicles.
Oh, yes, and doors to each cubicle. It's very posh. Be a great attraction, this will. Just the job. Come on, then we'll get it cleaned out and shove a few plants on the walls. We must have it ready for when we open. Bill, I think we'll call this the Bastille Room.
See you later, wants a bucket of cement. I'll swing it down. I'll go dig those crazy spoons.
Do we cappuccino?
Do we cappuccino?
Bill, how's the Bastille Room going?
Packed up. All the cubicles are cramped full. You better get in there and take the orders.
Right, hang on. Ah, senor, senorina. Welcome to the Bastille Room. Can I have your order, per favore?
No, thank you, Gaston. We already have our food, and rather ghastly it is, too.
What do you mean you've already got it? Nobody's served this room yet. Where did you get all these tin mugs of cocoa and bowls of porridge? Who served all this muck?
I did, on behalf of Her Majesty's government. Come on. Don't have so much sauce. Get back to your cell.
I beg your pardon. Who are you?
I'm the Ed Warder. I just come on duty. They might have told me they'd taken all these new prisoners in. There was only 4 when I left last night. Here.
What?
What are you in for?
He's stark raving bonkers. My dear sir, this happens to be an espresso coffee house.
Oh, no, stop messing about. Here. Who knocked that hole in the wall?
I did.
You don't care, do you? No, that's very naughty. It's a good job I come down when I did, or you'd all escape, wouldn't you?
I've got a good idea where you escaped from. Go on, clear off. We don't want the likes of you in a respectable coffee house. You're drunk, sir.
Oh, I never touch it when I'm on duty. Oh, you've a vicious tongue, you have. And in front of all the prisoners, too. Now, go on, get in yourself. I'll give you a rap over the knuckles with an eye ring of keys. Go on, get in.
Unhand me, sir. How dare you?
Go on, get in.
Take your hands off me. Don't you push me, I'll fix my napkin round your
top. I know your type. You're the ringleader. I saw a riot in cell block 11. I know how to deal with you. Get in that cell.
You hear more of this. Do you mind?
Go on, get in.
Let me out. I'll have the law on you.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Oh, another one, eh?
Another one.
Well, this escape plot was bigger than I thought.
What are you doing to my friend?
Friend? I see it all now. You're the outside contact man. You've got the car. Go on in the cell. You're under arrest with all the others.
I say, let us out of here. You can't keep us locked up.
Let us out this minute.
Mum is expecting me home at 10.
I have an appointment at 10, please.
You all have an appointment with the judge tomorrow morning. It's your own fault. You shouldn't have tried to escape. Cool, I'll probably get a silver truncheon for this.
The prisoners will rise. You have all been found guilty of breaking into a prison and allowing four dangerous criminals to escape. I sentence all 153 of you to £20 or 20 days. As for the ringleaders, Anthony Hancock and William Montmorency Beaumont Carr, fined £1,000. Big kiss.
Well, so much for the profits from the coffee house. We're right back where we started, broke.
We're not finished yet. You've got 153 lots of damages to pay for the customers who were arrested.
And how are we going to find that much? The coffee house has been closed down, so that's out.
I'm finished with coffee houses. I'm going back to the entertainment world. That's where the money is. Found myself a very good engagement for us, starting tonight. So we'd better start rehearsing now. Ready, Mush? And one, two, three.
See you later, alligator! Go, man, go! Here we go! There's the bottom. Here we go!
This has been Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. Show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. The program which was recorded was produced by Dennis Main Wilson.
Hancock's Half Hour was presented by the BBC.